So I need to take a few moments, if I may. This is very self-serving of me, but I need to announce to Kellogg's, I've got your back.
You've got Kellogg's back.
If you need a character witness, well, character certainly I fit that. In defense of Pop-Tarts, you've heard about this woman who apparently has nothing better to do in her life than to file a class action lawsuit against Kellogg's. She is claiming that Kellogg's is misleading consumers because the fruit filling in Kellogg's whole grain frosted strawberry toaster pastries is mostly other fruits, and she's not getting what she says is the strawberry taste, and that Kellogg's is misleading consumers because it's not labeling its product properly, and a class action lawsuit she wants status of now.
That should include you.
Well, I will not be participating. I will be a witness for the defense here, Kellogg's.
Go ahead
and subpoena me. Don't even have to say, I'll just come.
So you like your strawberry Pop-Tarts just the way they are?
They're fine. They're fine. I mean, really? I mean, come on.
Other fruits, where are they coming up with that?
Well, and interestingly enough, I mean, if you read the ingredients, but who reads the ingredients of a Kellogg's Pop-Tart? If you're buying a Pop-Tart, you're buying it because you're simply looking for a quick treat. I find them quick and tasty, and they do what's necessary. They put a little something in the belly until I can have lunch. And when I'm consuming food about 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, hey, the Pop-Tart works. In the ingredients, it clearly states that you have, among other things, vegetable juice for color, dried pears, dried apples, which she says is more prominent, and then you have the dried strawberries.
Really? I thought it'd probably be strawberry and exclusively strawberry.
Well, again, for Pop-Tarts purposes and the need for the filling to do what's necessary. But it's on the ingredients label.
The pears and apples. No clue.
They're not mislabeling anything. It's just you have to read the ingredients. What do you want them to do on the front of the box? Do you want a more prominent display of something about the Pop-Tarts labeling?
Just call it fruit tarts.
Yeah, they could get away with it. Well, her biggest problem here is, if I'm understanding correctly, and I'd have to see if there's a differences in the way that you have the regular frosted Pop-Tarts compared to the unfrosted, or in her case, apparently she was eating the whole grain
Pop-Tarts. I've never seen those.
Yeah, well, let me tell you. If you're eating Pop-Tarts, why are you bothering with whole grain? Okay? If you're really looking for whole grain, you don't want it in the Pop-Tarts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as much as we'll come to the defense of Pop-Tarts, you're eating the frosted Pop-Tarts because you want as much sweetness and goodness, and you don't care about the calories. You know, just you want the Pop-Tarts.
So I take you've not tried the whole grain Pop-Tart.
You might as well just spread the strawberry jam on the cardboard box and eat that. I mean, if you're going to go whole grain, why don't you just eat the box? I'll take the Pop-Tarts for you, okay? I mean, and again, I'm defending Pop-Tarts here, and I'm admitting that. I mean, whole grain Pop-Tarts, please. I think I took a bite of one once thinking, oh, well, maybe I'll eat healthier. No, why was I even bothering doing that?
Mm-hmm.
But a class action lawsuit? I mean, really? Methinks somebody is trying to gather attention for herself.
Or she doesn't have enough to do to keep her occupied.
I'm not even going to mention her name because she does not deserve that. Kellogg's, by the way, has not commented. Of course, it's pending litigation, so I'm sure the attorney said, you can't say anything. So I will say something for you, Kellogg's, in your defense. Everyone, enjoy your Pop-Tarts. Don't worry about the ingredients. You're not eating the Pop-Tarts for the consumption of something that is going to be ultimately the best for your health. You're eating it because it's a tasty treat. Okay?
Yeah, and so why does she bring it up now at the time that they're dealing with a strike?
Ooh, maybe there's something going on with that, huh? You think that maybe there's some kind of relation going on there?
A little piling on, maybe?
Maybe. I like the way you're thinking. Reminds me of one of my... In fact, this is interesting. Yesterday, I had a chance to fill in for Art because he was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And a caller called in because they know I enjoy Pop-Tarts and asked me if I've ever had Pop-Tarts that were heated up in an air fryer. I said I never have. This caller was saying it's the best.
Really?
Yeah. I said, hey, I've used a microwave before. I used the toaster.
Mm-hmm.
Never used, but he said it was the best.
An air fryer.
And it reminded me of one of the great comedy routines that we have used. Maybe we'll have to use it again now since we're talking about Pop-Tarts. I'll just play the first part of it here for you. Brian Regan, who did a routine involving Pop-Tarts. And this should say it all about Pop-Tarts. If you hear how he started out his comedy routine, all right, here we go. This is Brian Regan, and listen to the first line here.
My doctor also told me to, eat more fruit. So I had some Pop-Tarts this morning.
You hear the audience laugh? Mm-hmm. They know the joke, okay?
Yes, yes.
Lady, okay? That's the joke right there. Maybe we'll have to follow this along to make sure. I mean, you know, my fear is what happens. You know, some litigation and some extended court time. Maybe they've got to pay for corporate attorneys. You know, I don't need the price of Pop-Tarts going up. For goodness sakes, the price of groceries is going up already.
There you go.
So,
good point.
I did enjoy a Pop-Tart this morning, by the way.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Wasn't
strawberry?
No, it was s'mores. It was a s'mores flavor. Yes, I like that flavor.
Well, they've got a variety of flavors, don't they?
Oh, gosh, they do. And some you should shy away from. I won't be, got to be honest about that. I'll defend you, Pop-Tarts, but there are some flavors you've done, don't touch. Stay away from the Fruit Loops Pop-Tarts. Doesn't work. Fruit Loops as a cereal is okay. Fruit Loops in a Pop-Tart doesn't work.